The content presented in this podcast is intended solely for inspirational purposes and is not health advice. The information shared is not to be construed as psychological advice or treatment provided by health professionals. It's crucial you consult with qualified healthcare providers for any specific psychological concerns or medical conditions, and you're encouraged to exercise your own judgment and discretion when interpreting and implementing any ideas or suggestions presented in this podcast. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to the Sisterhood Downloads. I am your host, Jacqueline Byrne.
And I'm Juliette Thompson, and we are so excited to have you join us as we explore how women can truly thrive with reflection, connection, and community.
I am a clinical psychotherapist.
And I'm a psychologist and coach, and we are both mothers of young children, as well as being entrepreneurs.
We are thrilled you've joined us here at the Sisterhood Downloads.
Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to the Sisterhood Downloads. Jacqueline and I are recording this special episode today, and it's special because we haven't discussed it at all. we prepared little already, but today we actually haven't even discussed anything that we're going to talk about because we want to just have a genuine, really, really genuine conversation around reflecting on the end of the year and specifically the podcast and how far we've come in the past year and a half. I've got no plan for this, but Jacqueline, when you think about reflecting on the past odd year, I mean, shivers, how long have we actually been going for?
Yeah, it's been about 18 months. Yes.
18 months, yeah. Far out. That's incredible. Yeah. What strikes you as you reflect in the past 18 months regarding the Sisterhood Downloads?
Well, yes, I first of all love that this is raw and candid and totally off the cuff. So you're hearing it first here. I love that in this last year in particular, we've started to bring in guests. And I think that's really expanded the types of conversations that we would have had and allowed us to learn so much from the incredible guests we've had on. It's one of those things where there's so much growth that's constantly available. It always amazes me how much there is to talk about and more to talk about. And often in my day-to-day, I'll be struck from a conversation with a client or something I hear in the community where I really want to come back to the Sisterhood Downloads and unpack that and discuss that with you and offer that back to our community, because that process never ends. And I think the trajectory that this podcast has had so far really just mirrors that it's expansive and it's fluid. And I feel so good about the direction that it's going in.
Yeah. And a part of the reason why 18 months seems to have absolutely flown by is that, first and foremost, this podcast is something that I really love to do. Like, I look forward to recording. I mean, it's just really an excuse to catch up with you, isn't it? But, you know, I love the process. And when you do things that you love, they feel quite effortless, don't they? And that's really come out for me in the Sisterhood Downloads. I'm really proud of us for publishing fortnightly. To be honest, it is a struggle at times to make sure that we're on that schedule to have something in a fortnight's time. But regardless of the challenges that we've faced, whether it be sickness, crazy life things, I think bar one, maybe not even that, we've always managed to put something out there and every fortnight. So I'm really proud of that. I mean, I'd love to do weekly, but it's not doable right now. So I'm really proud about that. And I'm blown away with the positive feedback that we've had. So we're over 1,500 downloads, well over 1,500 downloads. And it's crazy to think that there has been that many ears listening to our work. And yeah, it's not all, you know, fabulous rainbows and unicorns. I mean, there's definitely some times where I curse as I'm editing the work. The worst thing I hate when I edit is, so I re-record on two separate audio tracks, and that's really great because I can cut out the coughs whilst the other person's talking and try and clean it up to make it as easy to listen to as possible, right? And sometimes I accidentally delete or take out one part of that track and don't align the other part. And what that means is I don't discover this until I'm almost finishing editing, but suddenly we're talking over the top of each other and I've got to go back and I've got to work out where I cut that thing. And I feel like throwing the computer against the wall at those times, but it's still so worth it. For you, Jacqueline, have you had any, like, if we're going to be honest, any bumps along the way where you're like, oh my God?
Credit to you, Jules. And for listeners, if you're not aware, Juliet does all the editing and goes to so much effort to make the sound quality as good as it can possibly be within the means that we have. And that's, I think that's such a painstaking process. So I'm very fortunate that that isn't on my plate. And I don't think that there is anything that comes to mind as a real...
You are our social media manager.
That's right. Yeah.
That's a big thing. I would pay you, actually, for you to do that and not me.
It's so much fun. I actually love that. A guilty pleasure. Good. But I feel the same as you, that I would love to be able to give more energy and time to the Sisterhood Downloads, to have bi-weekly drops at a point in time, and within our busy lives and other demands and businesses, that isn't possible. But I'm also very proud of ourselves for upholding the commitment we've made to our community and to each other, and showing up and being so consistent. And absolutely, that happens effortlessly, because it's a joy to see you. It's a innately look forward to recording, because one of my favorite people in the world is here. And the guests we've had, I genuinely have just found delightful and have learned so much from, and enjoyed their presence very much.
Yeah, me too.
The topics we talk about, I unsurprisingly find very interesting.
Yeah.
And so it's a wonderful space that the Sisterhood Downloads is just has such a special place in my heart, and is such a warm feeling when I think about this podcast and this project. It's so warm and gives so much back, and I'm just so, so keen for it to continue and to grow.
I'm really excited as well to see how we can expand over the next 12 months. And as you say, the guests that we've had on, I've genuinely learned so much. That's the great thing about having a podcast. You get to speak to really cool people. I would say, if you know someone, listener, if you know someone that you think would be really awesome to have on the podcast, let us know, because we're always looking for amazing women to spread the word of empowerment and self-development. So let us know. And also, we reckon that this podcast can speak to so many women, right? And if you know someone who you think could enjoy listening to our podcast, we'd love if you shared that with them. And also, I found out today on Apple Podcasts, you don't actually have to even write a big review to review a podcast. You can just tap the stars. So we really recommend that, because when you do that, when you share it, when you rate it, of course, 5 stars, then it sends a message to those platforms that we are a podcast that people are enjoying, and they show it to other people. So that's our big goal, I think, for the next year, isn't it? Getting seen by a few more people, because we have a huge vision and goal for this community. We want to deliver so, so much. What do you see for the next 12 months?
Yeah, we're here for the long haul, and this really is the foundation of so much more that we want to do. So your support means a great deal. And to the OGs that have been here since the beginning, we appreciate you so much. But sharing on a topic that might resonate with a friend, or you think might be helpful for someone, can be such a lovely gesture as well. And at this time of year, people are reflecting, they're gathering their intentions for the year ahead. They maybe have a little bit more time to listen to a podcast and take in some new information. It would be a great time to share something that you have found helpful.
Speaking of which, actually, sorry to put you on the spot here, I can always cut it out. Do you have an intention for next year generally for your life? I mean, it's a bit early, maybe November.
I start planning the following year about 2 years prior. Don't worry. I know my intention for 2028.
Yeah. Love it.
I think it's a bit of a parallel intention, and I'm not sure I've got the language nailed yet, but it's around grounding down. I think the last few years have been so expansive in my business and in my world, and I want to make sure that that's really being held with ways, rhythms that allow it to be sustainable, and make sure that it's done. I can continue doing what I do with integrity and in a way that is allowing me to thrive and is sustainable. So I'm putting in process, I'm putting into place some processes which will help synthesize and optimize how things are run in my business. And I'm thinking about how to do that in my personal life as well. So this idea, this sort of combination intention of grounding down and simplifying in order to keep growing and expanding and elevating, so that I can be spending my time and energy on what matters most.
Geez, I love that. That for someone who hasn't got the words, I think you did a really good job of articulating that nicely. And it's actually in probably stark contrast to my hopes for the coming year. It really maybe has sparked more of this language from our previous guest we just had on, we recorded today, that has talked about this idea of I matter and the fierce voice. That's what I want to embody next year, really stepping outside of my comfort zone and having those really powerful values that underscore what I do come out boldly to the front. So that means being seen a little bit more on social media, really embodying and articulating and expressing and connecting in bold ways, where I've been in a phase the last couple of years of doing all the groundwork, all the back end preparation, and I'm finally ready. I guess maybe an analogy is building a plane. Mm. I've been building the plane and I'm ready to actually start driving it and take off. But of course, I'm scared. Of course, I'm worried about that. But I've got to, and I really want to be a little less cautious and take a little more action. So that's, my vibe and intention for the next year.
I love that.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we will report back in 12 months. So we'll let you know.
Yeah, total permission for listeners to be like, Juliet, where are you on social media in time? How's your intention going? Great. Well, we've also got a little bit of a collection of the behind the scenes outtakes and bloopers from the past year. So we'll leave you with what's hopefully a fun little snippet of behind the scenes. And we can't wait to launch into next year with you.
Thank you for being with us, everyone. And we can't wait to share 2024 in your company.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome.
It wasn't recording yet.
Sorry. Try again. Take two.
Just going to do a timeout. I'm going to cut this out. I do not feel like I'm expressing this well, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm making it up as I go along. But maybe you can add some more clarity if you've got some ideas. Okay.
I did have... I'll read a beat and I'll jump
in. I'm going to throw it to you for a sec.
Sorry, Charles.
We almost got there.
Oh, it just got me at the end.
Okay. Cool. We can do this. Should we try again?
I'm actually not going to look. I'm actually going to put your face away.
Yeah, good. Good.
I'm just going to make me laugh.
Look at you. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Do you want to start it completely again?
I'll just maybe backtrack a few sentences. I'll start again.
You can go from the beginning if you feel you need to.
Nigel, sorry.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm just going to... No, that's fine. I'll just leave it here. Juliet in the editing room. Cut everything before this.
Start now.
Okay. Oh, actually, one thing I wanted to ask you. Sorry, can you just double check that your pattern is on the third one, that kidney bean?
Yes.
Right.
But my mute button is facing me, is that correct?
Good. And your gain is about 8 o'clock-ish to 9 o'clock-ish.
Sorry, what's gain mean, Jules?
The one up against pattern.
So see. Oh, so what o'clock?
About 8 or 9 o'clock. Roughly, yeah.
And it's sort of vertical? And I'm talking to the top.
Yeah. Yep. Volume on the front is about 9 o'clock as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, you're talking to, it is kind of vertical, but facing back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's kind of like that front face. Yeah. It's not the top. It's like, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I just thought, because that just went into my mind as you started talking. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
So in shorts. Blooper reel.